The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has completed review of a drilling study beneath two wastewater sewage lagoons operated by CNH Hog Farms, a swine breeding industrial farm located 6 miles upstream of the Buffalo National River near Mount Judy in Newton County. CNH Hog Farms is permitted to house 4,000 piglets and 2,500 sows at any given time. As Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich reports, ADEQ found no evidence of environmental leaks.
The $75,000 ADEQ investigation was facilitated by Harbor Environmental and Safety based in Little Rock and conducted by Cascade Drilling in Memphis, Tennessee, to determine if liquid swine manure flushed from several hog barns into two large wastewater holding ponds is leaking. Last September, a sonic drill rig bore 120 feet beneath the sewage lagoons to evaluate the geologic composition and if swine waste was leaking through certain fractures. Arkansas Analytical, an independent certified environmental lab, analyzed soil and groundwater samples. The CNH drilling study report issued to the public in early December and reviewed by ADEQ this month cites various fractures found, but no karst. Agricultural nutrient measures were also taken, and groundwater was sampled. Late last week, ADEQ announced a finding of no evidence of hog waste leaking into the environment. Gordon Watkins is president of the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, a nonprofit organization working to protect the river.
First of all, this was a very limited investigation, a single borehole. We've contended from the beginning that that's wholly inadequate to really investigate if those ponds are holding or not.
A potential leak beneath the sewage lagoons was indicated by a contract scientist working with the Big Creek Research and Agricultural Extension team based at the University of Arkansas, charged by the state to monitor the industrial swine breeding facility.
We had our own experts analyze the drilling report, and we essentially reached the same conclusions as regards any leakage. We did not see any evidence of groundwater contamination. However, we did see evidence of what appeared to be a fracture zone at about 25 feet below the surface.
The drill report indicates a subsurface beneath the sewage lagoons is comprised of limestone and chert with intermittent clay layers, but not karst. Karst features open underground rock channels and voids through which water and waste can easily flow. Gordon Watkins says the report does indicate a major void where the drill team lost both water and borehole grout used to seal the test site. He says more test drilling needs to be done to determine karst channels beneath the sewage ponds. Under a federal CAFO or confined animal feeding operation permit, the farm's holding ponds are permitted to store as much as 3 million gallons of liquid swine manure at any given time, which is pumped off into tanker trucks and spread across 630 acres of nearby farm field as fertilizer. The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance believes that untreated raw sewage is impairing the local environment, especially during rain events. Plans are underway to expand spray fields of CNH hog waste up to 6.7 million gallons annually along farmland situated on the Little Buffalo River. That permit was appealed. The Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission will review the case in February.
The pond leakage is just one part of a larger issue. Obviously a catastrophic collapse or overflow or bank failure of a pond would be an unmitigated disaster of large proportions. But that is not as likely as the kind of creeping contamination that's occurring from field application of this waste.
Gordon Watkins says the latest data issued by the UA Big Creek Extension team indicates levels of nitrogen are creeping up. In the summer, the Buffalo River had significant algal blooms caused by excess phosphorus, which is present in hog waste fed to swine for bone strength.
So the effort seems to be to disperse this waste over a wider area. And our contention is that's because they're saturating these soils. In just 3 or 4 years of application now, they're already seeing increases in the phosphorus levels of those soils such that they will soon be prohibited from applying waste to them.
Under Arkansas Agricultural Phosphorus Index rules, In a press release issued late last week regarding the CNH Hog Farms drilling study report, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality says the results were reviewed by an ADEQ multidisciplinary team, and they took into consideration public opinion and concerns in formulating the final review. ADEQ will now proceed with CNH Hog Farms Regulation 5 permit application review, which was on hold during the test drilling. The farm's federal CAFO permit has expired, the only one ever issued in Arkansas. It will not be renewed. The farm will now have to operate under state CAFO Regulation 5 rules. The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance is challenging that permitting as well. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.